Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and you may please be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Every day in God's agenda is unique, but the day of your encounter is your day. He said, now is the accepted time, and today is the day of salvation. There are days and there are certain days. May this day be your own certain day. Can I hear somebody's loud amen there? Every day here, someone catches a testimony. And you have heard the testimonies of others. But today, you are catching your own testimony. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. And whatever name Adam called any of those animals, that was the name by which they were called. Today has been prophetically called our covenant day of favor. That means every misfortune must be over in your life. And that shall be your experience. In the name of Jesus. We serve a humorous God. Psalm 30, the book of Psalms, chapter 30. That was the welcome psalms for this morning. And let's see how God defines a day like this. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, and hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the grave. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but when his favor shows up, joy cometh in the morning. In the morning service today, two testimonies of people brought back from the grave. One of the vital expressions of God's favor. Just to validate what today means in heaven. Somebody was in the mortuary for how many days? How many days? And jacked back to life. When the favor of God showed up, grave gave up. That favor is showing forth in your direction today. The devils that killed the mother of that baby came to take the child. And the sister of the husband said, Lord, I won't let you go until you hear me. And the dead child, after several hours, jacked back to life. God's favor is expressed in bringing people out of the grave. And he came to validate that that is what today means. Therefore, whatever has been in the grave or on the way to the grave in your life, around your life, about your life, your career, your business, by the favor of God, the grave is open. Welcome to the covenant day of favor. By way of beginning, I'd like you to know that the Bible is a book of covenants. And what is a covenant? It is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms and sealed with an oath. And that definition comes out of chapter 6 of Hebrews, beginning from verse 12 to 18. When God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself that surely in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. And so when he has patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For an oath is the end of all strife. Therefore, God, willing abundantly to show the immutability of his counsel, he sealed it with an oath. So that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we have a strong consolation. So a covenant is a deal sealed by an oath. God swearing by his integrity. If you fulfill your part of the deal, you have committed my integrity to perform. That's what a covenant is. We don't have a promise. We don't serve a promise-keeping God. We serve a covenant-keeping God. My covenant, Psalm 89, verse 34, will I not break, nor alter the things which is gone forth out of my mouth. Therefore, every blessing of scriptures has conditions attached. And when the conditions to a promise is fulfilled, it becomes a covenant. So it is fulfilling your part that cuts a covenant with God. So it's important for us to know that every provision in scriptures has conditions to be met before they are released. And when those conditions are met, every promise is upgraded to a covenant that makes it binding on God to perform. Think of salvation. As free as it appears, you cannot take delivery until you repent. If you are too big to repent, you are too big to be saved. Think of healing. Thy faith has made thee whole. Do you believe that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? So, for you to be healed, faith is a non-negotiable requirement. Even Jesus couldn't heal them beyond the level of their faith. He could there do no mighty works. The lame was still lame, the crippled was still crippled, and he had an anointing without measure. He's the Messiah sent from God. And he marveled at their unbelief. So the anointing does not determine your healing. It's your faith that determines your healing. The word of God is self-anointed. It's your faith that draws on that healing anointing from the book. Can I hear your loudest amen? That's what makes a covenant. A covenant is not a promise you bombard God to fulfill. A covenant is a deal that places a demand on you to fulfill your part before God can be committed to his part. Can I hear your amen? My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that are gone forth out of my lips. He said, except my covenant be not with the day and the night, then may also my covenant with my servant David be broken. Jeremiah 33, verse 20, all the way to 25. That means we serve a covenant-keeping God. Now, favor is one of the provisions of the kingdom. But what does it take for me to take delivery of God's favor in my life? And nothing adds flavor to life like favor. Favor is what adds flavor to a man's life. It enhances your human dignity. It adds value to your life. It eradicates your sweat to increase your sweat. His anger endured but for a season. In his favor is life. Psalms 30 and verse 5. So, everyone's life is a function of the favor of God at work in his life. So it is God's favor that determines the limits of our future. In his favor is life. The quality of every man's life is a function of the favor of God at work in him. In his favor is life. We serve a covenant-keeping God. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, it says, good understanding gives favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. Proverbs 13, 15. The word transgressor there can also be interpreted ignorant. The way of the ignorant is hard. Hard. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not the lack of knowledge of what they want, but what is required for what they want to be delivered. Just like blessing is the cure for curses, so also favor is the cure for all forms of misfortunes. So the spell of misfortune is swallowed up by the flow of his favor. You can't have God's favor at work on your life and misfortune at work at the same time in your life. Wherever light steps in, darkness steps out. So when God's favor flows in, misfortune flows out. That means today marks the end of the era of misfortune in your life. That brother said, bring my brother out of this mortuary. The prophet said, we are not going to bury anyone in our family. And as they went to bring him out in Lokoja mortuary, he shook after 2 days because he believes the word of the prophet. So there are many living people that were buried. I say this again, you are not permitted to bury anyone in your family this year. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a covenant-keeping God. God made man and placed him in the Garden of Eden and gave him conditions to meet to remain there. You are permitted to eat of every fruit of every tree freely. But of the fruit of the tree that is in the center of the garden, you shall not eat. For the day you eat thereof, you will die. There is no provision of heaven without a condition to meet, to enjoy. God said, I will destroy all mankind. Then he found a man by name Noah. Not because his name was Noah, but he was a righteous man. And in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, he found favor on the ground of righteousness. Can I hear your amen? He found favor. Genesis 6, 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace means favor. Can I hear your loudest amen? It takes the favor of God to secure your great future. God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you, but you get out of here to where I will show you. Abraham had to move on God's terms in order to enjoy God's blessings. Genesis 12, 1 to 4. And so Abraham departed. And things began to happen. If you will hearken to my voice and observe to do what I tell you to do, I will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. So there are conditions to mean for my blessings to flow. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 13. I think the ignorance of these conditions is the reason for our frustrations in the kingdom. There are always conditions to meet for God's word to come true in your life. There are always conditions to meet. Two blind men came to Jesus. Master, Master, have mercy on us. He said, believest thou that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? You have to meet this condition first. Matthew 9, 27 to 29. And he said, yeah, I believe. He said, okay, according to your faith. Healing is delivered to you according to your faith. Thank you, Jesus. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. That means there is a condition to meet. You don't just come to me and get hands laid on you, Jesus said. You come with faith or nothing flows. You come with faith or nothing flows. Somewhere in Asaba, like we said in the first service, a friend of hers was reading with cancer. And so she loaded her telephone with credit. And when the message of liberation began, he turned on the phone and called her friend, keep your phone on, the message is on. So she had the message of liberation on the phone. That whole everlasting gospel, 1 hour 15 or 1 hour 20 minutes, was on the phone. And the power of God went into her body. Got back to the hospital, cancer no longer traceable. Now listen, there is something about today. Today, God is smashing the head of the serpent of misfortune in your life. Whatever makes favor turns his back on you, God is turning it around today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What are the conditions to meet for favor to flow? Number one, the treatment of every disease begins with an accurate diagnosis of its root. Man's misfortune began at the fall. Man was a creature of favor, an enviable creature. It was after the fall that man became a miserable being. So the root of man's misfortune was the fall. And that fall means a disconnection from God. So it will require a reconnection back to God for man's favor to be restored. Man fell by sin. He can only rise by righteousness. And so came Jesus to become the propitiation for our sins. He came to save us from sin, so we can be reconnected back to God, and the fortune that we lost at the fall can be restored. That's why the Bible says, he became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God by him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. He knew no sin. He became sin for us to make us the righteousness of God. And Psalm 5, verse 12. Oh Lord, thou will bless the righteous. Psalm 5 verse 12. With favor will thou compass him about as with a shield. Psalm 5 and verse 12. So, Sin brought you and I into misfortune. Righteousness is the only way out of that dungeon of misfortune. And that righteousness is by faith in Christ Jesus. So until you are born again, you remain a victim of misfortune. And Satan became the agent of that misfortune. For dust man became, and became meat to the devil. And when the wicked rules, the people mourn. So the rulership of the devil over mankind was the basis of a misfortune. And you must come out of that domain before you can be free from misfortune. That's why when you are saved, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, the dungeon of misfortune, and translated to the kingdom of his own dear son. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. So salvation is your way of escape from the dungeon of misfortune. Does that make sense? If anyone is here today and is not born again, this is the master key to divine favor. That's where it begins. If you cut the branches, you don't deal with the root, it will still spring. It will spring again. The sufferings will spring again. But you need to be saved to walk into the reality of divine favor. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Number two, covenant requirement for the flow of divine favor. It's what I've called kingdom commitment. Or call it pleasurable kingdom commitment. Pleasurable kingdom stewardship. Thou, O Lord, will arise and have mercy upon Zion. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servant taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favor the very dust thereof. Therefore, the Gentiles, the heathen, shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. Because you take pleasure in the stones of Zion, and you favor the very dust thereof, the time to favor you has come. So it's not just kingdom stewardship, but pleasurable kingdom stewardship. Now, why do I call it so? In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 47 and 48, he said, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord thy God shall send against you in hunger, in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he will lay a rod of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. So it's not enough to be involved. You must be pleasurably involved, joyfully involved, excitedly involved. You are just on. It's not enough to be involved. That's why there are many frustrated believers today. They are involved, but they are not pleasurably involved. They are pleasurably involved. They are under pressure constantly. Every kingdom demand is a burden to them. Well, they say it's satellite fellowship time. In fact, I don't know why they made my house for satellite center. That's the time I normally sleep. The time they sing here is the time I sleep. Anyway, they are coming again. God said, me? Who dash monkey banana? You see, on our way back yesterday from our trip, I told my son, I said, you know why they say who dash monkey banana? Monkey can't climb banana stand. So anytime you see banana in the hand of a monkey, somebody give him. Amen. Is it not God's fault who gave you a house? Who are you to have a house? Are there not older people than you as courting today? Who are sleeping under the bridge? You see them in the morning, they wake up and they wake up before you because there is nowhere to wake up from. They know the bus will start passing at 2 a.m. so they woke up at 1:30. And they do as if they came to wave down the bus. That's where they slept. Anything that makes God a burden to you makes your life a misfortune. Anything that makes God a burden. When God becomes a burden, life becomes unbearable. God is not a burden to me. I'm just privileged to be saved. It's an election of grace, not an achievement. There is no demand God makes on me that is for his own sake. Every demand God makes on me is for my sake. That's why I call it pleasurable stewardship. Pleasurable commitment. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. He will open the tap of favor. He will open to you the tap of favor. He said, he will take sickness away from you. He said, you shall not be barren nor cast your young in the land. He said, the number of your days he will fulfill. Remember? That service is qualified by your right attitude, joyfulness and gladness of heart, not of necessity nor grudgingly. For God loves a cheerful giver. You want his favor, like I'm enjoying his favor. Just get tirelessly excited about God. Amen. Get addicted to kingdom stewardship with delight. Be carried away with anything kingdom. And you have committed God eternally to your welfare. That's so important. If you are not going to sweep with joy and gladness, don't sweep. It's better to be unblessed than to receive a curse. Don't sleep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Then, he said, and I will spare them. Malachi 3:17, as a man spared his own son that served him. And verse 18, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served God and him that served him not. So there is a favor seal that distinguishes all that serve God acceptably. That's your portion from now. He said, if they will obey and serve him, what happens? They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Job 36 verse 11. That's you God is talking to. That means my favor will be demonstrated every day of their life. That's where you are going. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The golden verse of scriptures in my life. And all these things that others are dying to get, they shall be added to you by my favor. All these things, Matthew 6:33, that others are dying to get, I will be adding them to you as acts of favor. So you are ending your days of affliction and entering into your days of colorful additions. Number three, favor provoking prayers. Enough is enough. I will not let you go until you bless me. What is your name? He said, Jacob. That's where your trouble is. Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. That was favor. For by strength shall no man prevail. It's not of him that will and of him that running, but of God that showeth mercy. People prevail by favor. Jacob got it. Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28. Jacob got it from the altar of prayers. It was a favor-provoking prayer. And you know, this month is devoted to exactly that. Nobody is permitted to end this month in this church without a change of name. God is changing your name from everything negative to positive this month. You never be called a sickler again. You never be called a debtor again. You never be called jobless again. You never be called a struggler again. Whatever negative name anyone bears here, by the act of divine favor packaged for us this month and this day, that name is changing for the better. You know, you never be called childless again. When God saw that Rachel was hated, he opened her womb. Favor answered. Favor is answering in your direction right now. From the altar of prayer, Jabez prayed. His name was Sorrow. Born in sorrow for sorrow. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me and bless me indeed, and enlarge my cause and keep me from evil, that it may not slay me. And the Lord granted him that which he requested. 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. And the Lord granted him that which he requested. He provoked favor from the altar of prayer. Confirming scriptures. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of trouble. Hebrews 4:16. And we said in the first service, God told us to set apart 4 weeks on the run, on a roll, for waiting on the Lord. First time in the history of our ministry, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And this week is making it the last one. Let me go for the day break it. I won't let you go. Lie, you'll not go. I must get this now. That's why this Wednesday and Thursday and Friday are destiny transforming days. Because at the end, it shall speak. I said, at the end, it shall speak. It may look like nothing is happening now. You have been throwing the hammer, the sledgehammer on the wall. And now it remains 3 more throws for the walls of Jericho to fall down. Now, these 3 more throws, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. He said, and we God not avenge his own elect that call upon him night and day. He said, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Importunity. That woman said, when he heard me speak on importunity, he said, no, this child, you are not going to die. You remember the testimony? I wrestled with the understanding of the revelation of importunity and brought that son back to life. Women are doing it. What are men doing here? Somebody's breaking for this time. So one of the covenant demands for favor is prayer, favor provoking prayer. Engaging in favor provoking prayer. I won't let you go until, when that woman, that lady stood on behalf of that brother's son and said, look, Lord, I won't let you go until you hear me. Did God open that grave or not? And we saw the baby on the altar this morning. they will soon see you on this altar. I said, by the testimony of today, you will emerge on this altar. You are going to stand on this altar. Because this week, you are getting your miracle job. You know something? The day that Abraham's servant went to look for a wife for Isaac was the day he found him. He said, let it be that any damsel that comes in here and I ask him for water to drink and will say to me, I will give to your camels also. Let that be the woman. Divine speed. Hear me. And hear this, receive it if you can, because something unusual is happening to someone here this week. Within the next 7 days, there shall be miracle marriage connectivities. In the name of Jesus. Favor provoking prayers. Favor provoking prayers. And then number four, covenant requirement for favor is favor provoking sacrifice. Say with me, favor provoking sacrifice. That was the kind of sacrifice that Noah offered. And God said, I will no longer cross the ground anymore for man's sake. Curse breaking sacrifice. Misfortune eradicating sacrifice. Captivity turning sacrifice. He said, you have cursed all this nation because you have robbed me. Bring ye all the tithe to my storehouse and prove me, now if I will not open you the windows of heaven for the outpouring of my favor. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing, and we became the talk of the town. You see, when God's blessings start flowing, you become the talk of the town. And so they began to say, the Lord has done great things for them. And then we started answering, the Lord has done great things for us. We are off, we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O God, as the streams of the earth. It didn't happen by chance. We knew how we provoked it. He that goeth forth and weepeth and bearing precious seed shall doubtless return with testimonies of divine favor. Hear me. There is no scientific, technical, professional explanation to the blessing of God in our ministry but divine favor. What is it? Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made our mountain to stand out like Mount Everest. You have made our mountains to stand out. But if you hide your face, we'll be troubled. In 1987, 22 years ago, we gave a seed to a minister that came from the United States, and he testified with his mouth. This is the largest seed he ever received since he began his ministry 17 years before. He got it in Nigeria from our ministry. Psalm 126 is a psalm written for this ministry. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. Since 1987, this church has been a tithing church. In its multi-millions and working into billions. You want favor? He said, even the rich among the people will entreat your favor. Psalm 45 verse 12, talking about Jesus. The daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. So we provoke his favor through our givings. If the economy of the universe crashes, it won't touch us. Because there are people here operating under the economy of the heavens. There is nothing on the earth that can touch them. There are many of them in this room today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Continuous flow of favor in your finances demands tithing, which keeps the heaven's window open. And every time you notice a tight corner, rear an altar of sacrifice for a turning of the tight corner. And then he gives you a song to sing. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Shunammite woman and the husband prepared a room for Elisha. And one of those days, Elisha and his servant came by and stayed there. And Elisha said, call this woman. What should be done for you? Come and say favor. God always responds with favor to our sacrifices. Should we talk to the captain on your behalf for your security? Or do we talk to the king? He said, no, I live among my people and I'm well respected and covered. Then Gehazi said, but she has no choice. He said, call her. According to the time of life, by this time next year, you embrace his son. Come and say favor. Because what he gave her was an open check. What do you want to be done for you? Favor. That answer to their sacrifice. Come and say sacrifice. The altar of sacrifice is an altar of the flow of divine favor. Those who know what it is, don't play around with it. You know, they said in that Psalm 126, turn again our captivity as the streams of the tide. We knew what we used to turn it. And as we do it again, it will turn it again. Many of you today are evidences of the validity of the altars of sacrifice. How many will say amen to that? Many of you have had amazing experiences from the altar of sacrifice in time past. How many will say amen to that? And if you stop saying it, it means because you stop doing it. As long as you keep doing it, because God cannot change, he will keep blessing you. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. Number 5, covenant demand for the flow of favor, sowing seeds of favor. Help me tell your neighbor, sowing seeds of favor. Sowing seeds of favor. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 27. Proverbs 11 and verse 27. Sowing seeds of favor. He that diligently seeketh good, procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good, procureth favor. So you can buy into divine favor by constantly seeking the good of others. Paul said, for whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive from the Lord, whether he be free or bound. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8. My friend Dr. Mike Murdock said, whatever you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. Sowing seeds of favor is what entitles you to harvest of the flow of favor. The harvest of the fruits of favor in your life. Whatsoever a man sows, that also shall he reap. He said, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men put into your bosom. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will hear him in the day of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. What is that? Favor. For considering the poor, Psalm 41 verse 1 to 3, you trigger God's favor For he that giveth to the Lord lendeth unto the Lord, and that which is given shall be given back again unto him. Proverbs 19 verse 17. It's so important for you to know, sowing seeds of favor is what entitles you to a harvest of favor. Now we have two more to go. Number six covenant requirement for the flow of favor is to engage in favor provoking praise. Say with me, favor provoking praise. Say loud, favor provoking praise. The louder you can, favor provoking praise. Psalm 67 verse 5-7. Let the people praise thee, O God, and let all the people praise thee. Let the nations rejoice and be glad. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall the earth yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Favor answers always to fearful praise. We saw the story of Herod's daughter. Herodias' daughter, this time dancing before Herod during his bad day, and she danced and pleased the king well. Mark chapter 6, verse 20-23. She danced and pleased the king well. And the king said, come on now, here is an open check. Ask me anything, even to the half of my kingdom, and it shall be yours. She danced and pleased the king well. Next Sunday is Hosanna Sunday. After all the changes that God has brought to bear, we will get a seal of perfection through violent praise. Come in the most gorgeous way with your dancing shoes, ready to go mad for a little while. Give it to him more than what Herodias' daughter did. And watch how God presents you a fresh open check. Next Sunday, we're coming with palm fronds and coming with our garments. And Jesus is coming into the midst of the people with a cord in his hand to chase out whatever remains, buying and selling in anybody's life. Can I hear your loudest amen? One woman danced here and danced and danced, and someone around her said, now, soldier, you be. That was how she got her set of toys. Now, soldier, you be. That was a spectator. You know, in every football stadium, the spectators are always many times more than the players. At Wembley Stadium in London, there are 80,000 seats, 80,000 people watching, 22 people playing. That is the way it is in the race of life. There are some now who are checking their time. In the midst of this meeting, they just came to see. We land there is a church in Otter area. We want to go and see what's happening there. We are church tourists. We go from church to church to see what is happening. We take census of what's going on. Oh, the choir looks very large, you know. And then no, the church is big. I'm happy I came here today. They say, what did they say? I didn't hear anything. Hallelujah. But your case is not like that here. You are going home with something definite here today. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. The Bible said, and David danced with all his might. He danced with all his might. He said, let people praise your God. Then he will beautify the meek with salvation. Psalm 149 verse 1-4. When God's praises rises up to his throne, he beautifies the praiser on the earth. Watch out for God's divine beautification on your life and destiny as we celebrate and over celebrate our God this coming Sunday. Watch out. The testimony of this coming Sunday will be the largest ever in the history of this ministry. Praise provokes divine favor. Praise provokes divine favor. Number 7. Prophetic encounter. Say with me, prophetic encounter. Say loud, prophetic encounter. God was going to bring Israel out of Egypt. He called on Moses. Moses, come now. You are going to be my instrument for bringing Israel out of the land of misfortune. You are going to be my agent of divine favor in bringing them out. Come now, Moses, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring out my people Israel from the land of bondage, the land of misfortune. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And then Hosea capitulated it and he said, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of the dungeon of misfortune, and by a prophet was he preserved. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13. And by a prophet was he preserved. Every time God wants to reveal his favor, to manifest his favor, he sends a prophet to provoke it. Because God can only confirm what his prophets declare. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Prophets are agents of divine favor. Prophets are instruments in the hand of God for bringing his people out of the dungeons of misfortune. When you believe the Lord your God, he establishes his word in your life. When you believe his prophets, he causes that word to prosper in the direction in which he has sent it. He said, believe the Lord your God shall be established. Believe also his prophets, so shall his word prosper, his plan prosper in your life. God wanted to bear the widow of Zarephath out of the dungeon of famine. He sent him Elijah. And according to the word of the Lord by the mouth of Elijah, the barrel of flour did not finish. The cruse of oil did not fail all through the days of famine. God has not changed. Your own is happening now. Yeah. Let me say this as we close. It is not the anointing on a prophet that defines your allocation. It is your faith in God and in his prophet that determines your own allocation in every prophetic gathering. Listen to this. The anointing of a prophet, notwithstanding, your receiving the prophet by believing him and his ministry is what releases your portion to you. Jesus came to Nazareth and he could there do no mighty work. The Almighty God could there do no mighty work, and he marveled at their unbelief. Whatever heaven has reserved, it takes your faith to experience a release. And your faith in God and in his prophet, it is that combined faith that guarantees the release of your portion. They have Moses and the prophets with them. If they would not hear them, neither would they hear if someone should rise from the dead. God is saying, I have my representations on the earth. If you don't receive them, you cannot take delivery of my plan and purpose. That woman in Cameroon said, in Sierra Leone said, this man is in town. Doctor, you say my child is dead. He said, yeah, we are going home. Went home at 11 p.m. after the child was declared dead and came to the seminar in the morning. Leadership seminar, not healing seminar. And sat down with the dead child, 4-year-old, till 12:30, because I taught supernaturally that morning. And 12:30 she brought, because she wouldn't go. My child must not die. Child, you must not die. I went on. The child said, I'm still dead. I came back. He brought the child again. As I was coming down the stairs, and I said, I rebuke you, foul spirit of death. Loose your grip. You know what bailed that child out? The faith of the mother in God and in his prophet. After 13 hours, 30 minutes, the child jumped back to life. Friends, there is an instrument of favor in the house right now that is commissioned to connect you to the release of your own portion of divine favor now. That will give you your own miracle job now. And restore peace to your life and your family now. And open up doors of favor to your business and in your career now. The reason why many charismatics are stranded is that they think we are all equal. Nothing can be more a fallacy and heresy than that. He gave them first apostles, secondary lay prophets. He even arranged them. And then evangelists. And then pastors. And then teachers. As his core instruments in the body. Even among the prophets, there are prophets. Now listen to me. But you are sitting today under this apostolic umbrella with a prophetic unction to deliver to you your portion. Hear me now. God has vowed the manifestation of his glory in our midst this year. Many are swimming in it. Whatever remains for you to swim in it is released today in the name of Jesus. There are certain things that you and I may never be able to say, assess, until we locate our prophetic connections. And they become the instruments of God in connecting us to the release of our portions. And I'm glad you are sitting down here today, because God has reserved your release to this prophetic anointing. And right now, you are free. Someone wrote a testimony here. He said, Daddy, my wife and I are so exhilarated to inform you that during a Night with the Kings program held on 7th November 2008, you prophesied by the leading of the Holy Spirit, by this time tomorrow, you will have a new song. And at that meeting, I, the husband, received these words of prophecy. By faith, my entire being was transformed. And eventually, 20 years of barrenness and marital space were brought to an end. My wife and I can now boast in the Lord of a male child, Emmanuel, Imo'owo, Solomon, Abai. Now, a word came and just charged his entire body. Everything out of order came back to order in one moment. That prophetic unction is out here now. And I curse every form of misfortune ravaging anybody's life in any form by the divine arm of divine favor. Receive it in the name of Jesus. the battle is over. Hear what the word says. It said, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. Favor multiplies by revelation, by knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Favor multiplies by knowledge, not by crying. Favor multiplies by knowledge. Now you know what it takes. It's important to connect to it. As I close very quickly, five things constitute manifestations of that favor in our lives. One, it brings you out of the grave. Psalm 20 and verse 3, like we read earlier on. Two, it turns your money into dancing. Verses 5 and 11 of Psalm 30. Two, it enhances financial fortune, called prosperity. Verse 6. Three, it establishes miracle marriages. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and has obtained favor from the Lord. That's number four. Number one, it brings you out of the grave. I read that at the beginning of this teaching. Two, it turns your money into dancing. Psalm 30 verses 5 and 11. And three, it establishes financial fortune, called prosperity, verse 6. And then number 4, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and has obtained favor from the Lord. So it establishes miracle marriages. That's the favor of God, the manifestation. And then of course, number 5, it provokes miracle children. It provokes the release of miracle children. Luke chapter 1 verse 30. The favor of God spoke in the direction of Mary. And this is what he said. And the angel said unto Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Thou hast found favor, therefore you shall conceive. So the favor of God manifests itself in the conception of people. You have found favor and you shall conceive. So everyone called barren, that cross of misfortune is broken today by the power of divine favor. Every marital spell that won't let you get married as a man, as a woman, that cross is broken this hour in the name of Jesus. Every misfortune of poverty due to joblessness and business frustrations, those causes are broken today in the name of Jesus. It is His favor that defines our future. His favor is what adds flavor to living. His favor is what turns your sweat into sweet. His favor is what terminates your stagnations and turns them into celebrations. This is the plan and the purpose of God for you today, and you are going home with it. God has packaged everything to give everyone under this prophetic